worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Remember, vote early and vote often. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I am Crisco, as Mickey almost spits her McDonald's all over the floor. And I am joined by Lazy E, who's back this week.
Yeah, I want to know why I'm sausage in.
Oh, good. All
last,
right.
Last week, I was called sausage in.
All right, we'll talk about that. We've also got Kara here as well.
Yep.
And we've got Mickey.
Kara looks thrilled about that.
Mickey, batteries.
Nope.
The struggle continues. AFreakAccident.com. That's the letter A. FreakAccident.com is our website, and you can send us an email as well about anything. Anything at all. Make something up and email it to us. Freaks@AFreakAccident.com. In fact, make a game out of it. See if we will fall for it, whatever it is.
We will.
Freaks@AFreakAccident.com. So shoot us those emails, and this episode is here. Whether or not it will be good or not will be up to your determination at the end of it.
Or the hidden white claw in Kara's cup.
Oh, is that what's going on? Because
All right. It's an Arby's cup. A very large Arby's cup.
It is.
Yeah. I was disappointed. I'm like, that ain't no slushy.
There's like two or three white claws in here. Don't worry about it.
So at least you're...
Don't worry about it.
You're keeping with the alcohol consumption.
I promise to still be entertaining this week.
Yeah.
Hey, and just remember, there are no laws with claws.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for Christmas, and then I'm going to have Santa Claus.
Somebody once said that drinking White Claw is like...
The most basic thing you can do?
Well, yeah. It's basically
okay,
the new...
I admitted that earlier.
It's the new Zima. Basically,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, yeah.
But somebody said...
No, it was not.
White Claw tastes like you're drinking static while somebody yells the name of a fruit from another room.
Actually, it sort of does.
Yeah, I'd have to agree because
yeah.
It really doesn't. I tried one. It does not taste good. Maybe I just don't like seltzers. I don't know.
I like regular seltzer water plain by itself, so this works fine for me.
I was going to turn to Lazy E and be like, what do you think? And then I realized, right, you don't drink anymore,
right.
So you can't comment.
I could tell you seltzer water tastes like garbage.
Cool.
Oh, so the seltzer water, you've had that.
Yes.
And that's trash.
Yeah, it's like drinking soda with nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a little lime in there, fresh lime.
Listen, even this, it's just like spicy water, but it doesn't taste like anything.
Exactly.
Takes you out. So he doesn't know either.
Somebody who was manufacturing this at some point thought the word strawberry. It just did not make it into the final product.
They don't taste. And here's the thing, though. With all the White Claws, it doesn't matter really what flavor you buy. They all taste the same. So
do they
mango,
really?
Mango, raspberry. I don't even know if raspberry is
so it's like
option.
Skittles.
Lime. Yeah. They're
Wait,
Skittles.
No,
it's
didn't,
the Skittles of alcohol.
Didn't we do that test? And determine that the flavors of Skittle actually do taste different?
They do. We tried.
We did try it. Okay. But but we determined that, and it didn't really matter. So.
So, same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Settled.
What are we talking
so,
about?
So, that's the story of White Claw.
I don't know.
Yeah, Kara's got White Claw. She's drinking White Claw. That's happening.
Next.
It's happening on a freak accident. we have a good show lined up today. I did want to bring this up, though, because it's been on my mind all day.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Great.
This was a weird day. I was tired all day. Like, this is just one of those days where I could not get going. Maybe that plays a part in this. I don't know. But this has been tripping my mind up a little bit as I've been thinking about this.
I do wear underwear to the show.
Really? Since when?
I'm kidding. Commando, baby.
Yeah, go ahead. You think about that.
I am now, actually.
You think about it long
and
hard.
Yeah.
Mm. No, so, I'm not doing it.
So I follow a lot of interesting people on Twitter, and somebody said today, Political Math, said, I'm genuinely curious how movies are going to be made in the next year or two.
Mm.
Now, think about this for a second, because he says, not like in a practical sense, you know, because obviously, yeah, to an extent, because COVID world, things like that. Not in a practical sense, but in a We assume most movies take place in the world in which we live. But I can't imagine most movies are going to portray the ongoing COVID reality.
Sure.
So my sense of things is that most movies in the next 3 to 5 years will take place in an alternate universe where COVID never happened, unless they are specifically about COVID. But I wonder how long they can keep that up. It's a weird thing to think about, because if movies where the actors wear masks will almost necessarily suck, but movies where they don't wear masks are making an implicit case that we should return to that reality as soon as possible. It makes you, like, you know, kind of like seeing people not wearing masks in a movie makes you yearn for that world that you don't currently have, which is a fascinating thing to think about, because he is right.
Oh, he is.
100%. But shows have already been doing that. Like, shows that are coming back, they kind of address it, but not really.
But you also have commercials, like, from Disney where they changed it where they're all wearing masks now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, what is China and Japan do for their movies? Because most people over there choose to wear masks even before all this.
Yeah, that well, that's like a part of their culture, though. So I can't imagine it would really affect them much to see someone.
But do their movies portray people wearing masks?
That's a good question. I don't know. But the thing is, they don't all wear masks all the time.
Right. It's when, like, they're sick or something.
Usually
if
somebody's feeling sick, they will wear a mask as, like, you know, a courtesy. That's the word, to other people. So I don't really know. I don't follow much Asian cinema, so I couldn't really comment to any major degree. Maybe somebody who listens in Japan. We're huge in Japan, by the way. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. I don't know how to say that in Japanese, so I apologize. I don't know how you're understanding what I'm saying anyway. Your English must be great. My second language does not exist, so more power to you, less to me, and you can write us and let us know what actually happens.
I was just going to say your first language doesn't really do so well either.
Wow.
Excuse me, I'm the wordsmith, okay? Your mouth will remain shut about my use of vocabulary.
Ooh. I think we all know, it's been proven on this podcast over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
And over.
Yeah.
Do you even know what the word prestidigitation means?
Whoa.
Screw you.
Didn't think so.
Whoa.
So I'll leave that lie.
I cannot wait until he screws up a word today. I cannot wait, because it's happening.
Of course it's going to happen. It happens all the time. In fact, it almost just happened right there.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known, because you said a word that just had too many vowels.
I felt the slip coming, and I went, and I pulled it back in.
Well done, well done.
Speaking of words... What is sausage air?
Yeah, I want to know why was I called sausage air last week?
I was so hoping you'd forget about that.
So here's the thing. We did the show last week, obviously, me, Kara, and Mickey. It debuted the next day. About 15 minutes or so past 2 o'clock, we get a message in the group chat, which is just saying, sausage air, ..
Oops. I don't know. I really have no good answer.
I don't remember that being.
Neither do I.
I said it super quick. We went on to another topic. They talked about it. I don't know why I said sausage air.
She just goes, what's missing over there? Sausage air.
You don't smell particularly like sausage. I don't know what would make me say that.
I don't know.
I don't want to be weird. I don't know. I have no idea.
Sausage.
You remind her of sausage on the air.
I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe.
That was my old boss's name.
Maybe you're like spicy and enticing on air.
I do remember at one point back in the heyday of our radio career when we both did that... that video that was parodying the guy saying, hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands. I said we were both wearing, because in the video, that's one of the very first viral videos.
Yeah.
I forget what that guy's name even is.
Antoine Dotson.
That's, see, I know words. He knows very obscure things. But
I'm here.
He was wearing a wife beater in the video, so he and I both wore wife beaters. And we were saying at the time, I was still really lean and trim.
I was not.
And he looked, I believe I referred to it as, you look like a sausage wrapped in a rubber band.
Oh my God.
I did. Because I didn't look at the size of those shirts, so I got the smallest
size. Whatever packet you grab first.
Yeah. He's like, these are one size fits most, right? Like, whoops. Yeah, got
were you here for
small.
That, Mickey? No. This is a good story.
Yeah, this is like
early.
Oh, radio station stuff.
This was like 2008, 2009.
Somewhere.
Yeah, so I hadn't even moved here yet.
That's what I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was it. Maybe I remembered listening to you on the radio station.
That was on,
that's not it for sure.
You,
but let's
you
pretend.
Listened to a. Yep. It was on video.
Yeah, well, I listened to the video on the radio station.
What? Ah, yeah, okay.
I'm just making.
But how would you have seen
that ladybug just landed on my hair?
Forget about the ladybugs. They're landed. They're here. You're just a part of, you just got to pretend that they're not here.
It was in my hair.
Because I can't control
it's
it.
It's like
anymore.
A ladybug sanctuary.
Legs.
Just
I felt its legs.
Prepare for them to land.
Pushing my hair from side to side.
Well, so it was giving you a nice do.
Yeah.
Or going doo-doo.
Oh, anyway. There's one right on Mickey's microphone. Oh my gosh. It's trying to be a part of the show.
Why are they always on my microphone?
Here, no. Let's turn up his mic.
Hey, why does every episode that we do have to be about the ladybugs? Maybe we can just ignore them.
No, we can't. There goes. No, we can't. There sorry, it landed in my hair.
It's fine.
If it didn't,
fine.
I wouldn't have said
everything's
anything.
Fine.
Can we just change the name of the podcast? Fine. Also, I don't know why I called you Sausage Air. I'm sorry.
Sausage Air.
I mean, maybe because sausages are wonderful and I just missed you being here.
That doesn't
a
seem
lie.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right
I don't
at
know.
All.
I'm a politician. I have no idea what I'm saying.
Wow.
It's the election. It's election year. I'm ready for president.
You admitted
you're
it.
You're amazing.
Though. You admitted it though. Yeah. So that means you're not a politician because you'd have to pretend like you knew you were
I'm trying so hard.
This, not actually
this no. segment hurt a lot more than I thought it would.
Sorry. Right in Sausage Year for president.
So does it hurt more that she doesn't have an answer?
No,
and that was just instinctual.
I don't know why
she
I
thought
said
it. Lazy E. Sausage.
I really
sausage
don't.
Air. He smells like pig meat.
No, I don't think it was smell like
it was the part about like a minute ago where she said I missed you and she goes no I was just kidding.
Oh, I did miss you. I just didn't
no,
mean like
no,
the,
it's too late.
The sausage part. I don't know.
Yeah, that hurt.
Did she just invite you to a sausage party?
Wait, are you inviting me to a party
in your pants?
A pants party.
Wait, what movie is that from?
Anchorman.
Thank you. Anyway, no, I'm not. But I'm glad you're back.
Keep drinking. Maybe maybe the secret is at the bottom of that cup.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Just
maybe.
Try and just keep
I
drinking.
I will do my best.
How much alcohol is in a White Claw? Is it a lot?
It's like 4.5%.
That's nothing. That's weak.
It's probably like 8%.
Well, especially when we're talking about the...
If you have three, though, it's like...
Were you going to pick it up and look at the Arby's glass to see how much alcohol
no,
is in
gonna
it?
No, I was going to drink more because he said have another sip. So I was there like, okay, go. I guess.
Yeah. You see, like the vodka that they very obviously
oh, man,
pour
slushies.
Into those slushies is just like 50-proof vodka. Mm. Like that's... That's just how much alcohol is in here. All of it. Every single last drop of it.
What do you put in here? Will you see what we clean the counters with?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's that stuff that all the other places are selling as rubbing alcohol yeah. to disinfect your surfaces.
Yeah, we thought, hey, we'll clean your insides.
Trump's all about that.
Yeah.
It works.
On the show today, we got a bit more of a spooky themed episode.
Ooh.
Now, since Halloween is right around the corner. So we got Halloween costumes that are disproportionately popular in each state.
Okay.
So we'll get to feel either good or bad, probably leaning bad.
Yeah.
Because it's Pennsylvania where we live and nothing good happens. So we'll find out. Your state maybe has something better. I don't know. We got who is the worst Hollywood Chris? Since there seems to be many of them suddenly.
Yes.
And haha, joke's on you. You can't include me because I'm not in Hollywood. I have nowhere near Bobby. So, yeah, I know. You got right to think of somebody else. We've got the most popular Halloween candy by generation.
Ooh.
And then we got some movie talk because movies are still being made despite that question that I asked. It wasn't really even a question. It was more just like somebody's observation that I found interesting.
It was.
Yeah, because I am going to have to think about that now.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you know, oh, yeah, we're going to be watching movies that are going to be like life should be while we're all sitting in a movie theater 15 feet apart from everybody and with a mask on probably. So not going to feel good about that, but we'll give you hopefully some movie news that'll make you feel better along with a chuckle or two on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us, you can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz, that sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Ah, Halloween over Zoom is going to be great this year.
Slingshotting candy to kids across the street.
That was That was my favorite one.
Yes.
It was that, and the other one was like a paintball gun filled with gobstoppers.
Nice.
That's right. Trick-or-treating at a socially distant and responsible.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be an interesting Halloween regardless, because are there any trunk-or-treats even happening?
Yeah, there are some,
because I've seen a lot of them have been canceled.
There's been quite a few that are canceled, but some of them are still hosting them.
Oh, wow.
My sister's kids went to one tonight.
Really? They don't actually do them on Halloween?
They do them they spray them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spray some out?
They spray some out, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're about me.
They spray some.
It's just coming
spray
around.
Spray some of them.
It's just going to hit.
The infection is spreading. It's like zombie virus. It just spreads by my stupid voice,
that's just the alcohol kicking in.
It's like sprossage air.
Sprossage air?
Yeah. Okay.
But this is from Zippia.com.
Okay.
Ooh, Zippia.
Zippia, yeah. It's the website that we're on right now. And they have compiled data from various searches, I assume, and they are going to they're sharing it, basically giving us a picture of what the disproportionately popular Halloween costume is for each state in the United States.
Okay.
And some of these are very very vague.
Boring.
I want to say, well, boring maybe, but I just mean like vague, and then some of them are very specific.
Okay.
Like, for instance, our home state of Pennsylvania, the most disproportionately popular costume in this state is, do you want to take a guess?
No.
No, you don't want to guess.
I don't even want to guess.
It's so hard to figure out what the popular costume is, because we were talking about this the other week. They go off of movies and TV. There hasn't been movies and
yeah.
TV.
Right.
So what's the popular costume? I don't know.
It would probably be like generic costumes, because a lot of these are generic or just from stuff from years past. But in Pennsylvania, unless you had a guess, Mickey.
Did I guess?
Well, I was thinking political, but I was like, no, I'm like, nobody goes that route anymore. So
the people around here would definitely go as Trump, though.
Oh, that's true. You had that baby Trump.
Don't
even get me started.
So good.
Vampire.
I could see that.
I mean, traditional. I get it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
See what I mean? That was like generic and boring, though. Vampire.
Yeah.
Unless like you're covering yourself with glitter and you're going as Twilight Vampire. And then that takes an extra level of commitment that I'm not willing to do. 1980s is the popular costume in New York.
No, that works. My sister's kids were 80s like rock workout
stars.
Dancers last
oh, the
year.
Workout dancers.
Yeah, like, let's get physical.
Physical.
Yeah.
I love that New Hampshire, the live free or die state, is the purge.
Yikes.
Well.
That makes sense.
Is that what's going on or what the costume is?
Yes.
Connecticut is Carol Baskin.
Somebody had to do it. I mean.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's her and not the Tiger King himself,
I'm sure it's somewhere in there.
It has
People
to be,
probably
right?
Florida. Carol Baskin, though.
No, Florida, they just look like him.
Yeah. Naturally.
New Jersey is the Addams Family.
Really?
I like Delaware is just generic superhero. So, like, yes, I am Man-Man. I'm here to save the day.
What's your name? Cape.
There actually was a show called The Cape years ago on TV.
Wow.
It was not good. see, like, that's the thing. Maryland is The Flash. That's a name superhero.
Right.
It's not, like I said, it's not Man-Man.
It's a brand.
Or Woman-Woman. We got a princess in Virginia, vampire again in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Now, Florida.
Here we go.
What do you think?
Tiger King.
Alligator.
It's actually, they're following New York and doing 1980s.
Aww. Oh. Boo.
Right? Seriously.
Come on, Florida.
Meth zombie.
Yeah.
No. You're supposed to go as something you're not. So that wouldn't work for anybody living in Florida.
That's right.
Is that Kentucky, it looks like? Is it Biden? Joe Biden
is
top costume?
Somebody has to go political. Some state's going to do it.
Ohio is Lego Ninjago.
What's Lego Ninjago?
It's a different form of Lego, like the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just... It's...
Indiana, right next
Ninja.
Door, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So
yes!
The Ninjago and the Ninja Turtles fight against each other at the border.
Oh, You want to hear a hilarious story? It's kind of off of what we're talking about.
Sure.
Here. All right, Ninja Turtles. This is what's coming off of.
All right.
We had to come up with famous. We were playing trivia the other night, me and my friends, and they said come up with famous Michaels. And it was Family Feud style. So my friend goes, Michael Angelo. She thought his last name was Angelo.
That's actually awesome.
I mean, still a famous Michael, so yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she thought his last name was Angelo.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we got a Tinkerbell in Illinois.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, but like, really?
Cobra Kai in Wisconsin and Texas.
That's surprised isn't more.
Right?
I was waiting for Cobra Kai, yeah.
Minnesota is also Ninja Turtles. Below that, I guess that's Iowa. Monkey.
What?
So the weirdest one is below that. What's that? Missouri is below Iowa?
I have no idea.
I start to lose.
Yeah. If there's no letters on there, I'm proud of you for pretending you know what state it is.
Yeah, but there's fly. So you mean like the bug fly?
With a fly on Mike Pence's head?
Oh, maybe.
That might be it. Yeah.
So they're going to be like a fly on a wig?
Yeah. Or maybe I'm giving them more credit.
Or maybe they're going as the Offspring because they're pretty fly for a white guy.
That's it.
Below that is whatever state that is, bear.
Oh, okay.
just bear.
So a monkey, maybe, a fly, and a bear. Maybe those are just actual bears they're seeing walking around. They think they're people in costumes.
Louisiana is a Wizard of Oz. Dinosaur in Alaska.
Ooh.
Hawaii is Among Us, which is that new video game with like the little spacemen.
Very popular video game.
Very sus.
They are very ahead of us.
You don't know what sus is either. Hello Nurse texts me yesterday and goes, WTF, what is sus?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is either.
It comes from that game Among Us because like you're trying to find out which one of the little astronauts is the alien imposter.
Right.
And like it's going around killing people. And so like the other players, I guess it's like a slang term that developed where they're saying like, oh, orange is acting sus.
Like if you're suspicious. Or like if you're like suspect, like something's weird about you.
I can't keep up with this.
You've got to keep on the cutting edge of this vernacular if we're going to keep this podcast going. No. This is a pop culture podcast.
Here's the thing. Someone messages me or puts that in a comment, I delete them.
That's easier.
Bye.
West Virginia is Paw Patrol?
Yeah, that's a kid's cartoon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Scary Clown. Down there in Mississippi, I think that is.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks like Mississippi. Monkey in Oklahoma. And we also got a Minecraft cheerleader. Mermaid, South Dakota. Witch, North Dakota. Batman in Montana? I think that's Montana.
Okay.
Carol Baskin.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Where is Tiger King in all of this?
I'm actually kind of surprised it's not more Tiger King and Carol Baskin because they were so popular, but I think they just kind of faded really fast,
but that was
right?
like 8 months ago.
Yeah,
so,
that was too early in COVID.
It was too early to be like important now.
Nevada is Cruella de Vil. Idaho, funny enough, is Plague Doctor.
Nice.
There it is.
I actually thought to myself, I went to the Renaissance Fair a couple weeks ago. We're going again in a few weeks. I thought to myself, because there are always people dressed in that costume.
Mm-hmm.
That's like whenever the goths go to Ren Fair,
they go dressed
as plague doctors, right? So I'm thinking to myself, like, man, this is the year for all you people to actually, have something to do. Yeah, you got something to do this year, Tinkerbell, again.
Really?
Washington State is Hamilton.
Ooh. Very highbrow.
Yeah, that's
fancy.
Plague Doctor, it looks like, is also in Tennessee.
Okay.
Did I mention Mississippi is Scary Clown?
Yeah.
And then Minions in Georgia.
They're still going on. Wow.
Yeah, that's never going to die.
It's been
a while. Got a bad feeling that's going to be around forever.
All right.
The only place Harry Potter seems to, anybody gives a crap about him, is up in Maine.
Aw.
I'm surprised that's still a thing, too.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, seriously.
What was Massachusetts?
Massachusetts is Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton. Highbrow. Fancy.
There's nothing really like, outrageous, but I am surprised that there isn't more Tiger King.
Yeah.
Like he himself, the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
The tiger, he has a name, right?
Sure. Tiger King.
That's what it says on his passport.
On his birth certificate.
Oh my God.
His mom named him Tiger King. He had no choice.
That is going to bother me now because I know he has an actual name.
But it doesn't matter. He's the Tiger
King. Yeah, he is the Tiger King.
Yeah, nobody knows him about anything else.
Oh, man. Well, forget my day. Now I'm not sleeping.
Until he finds you're not allowed to Google search it either.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, you got to just think of it yourself.
This is how aneurysm starts.
He's going to finally get to sleep, and he's going to wake suddenly and be like, "Ah!"
If I can't Google it, I will call every
single
one of you.
Yeah,
call.
Go call. Even better.
Until we get the answer. But there's the popular Halloween costumes by state. Nothing embarrassing.
Do you dress up? Any of you?
Yes.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Colonel Sanders.
Oh, that's right.
Colonial nice. Sanders.
Colonial
to,
Sanders, yeah.
To
really.
Others.
I'm probably going to be Orange Cassidy this year.
Oh, yes.
That Very works. Easy costume yeah. to put together. Mickey?
I have not figured it out yet. I'm going to whip it together on the last day.
You're a last minute
whip
person.
Good.
Normally, no, but I just have not had a chance.
Funny enough, you'll appreciate this. We're actually going to be at the Renaissance Fair on Halloween. So I was thinking about getting a denim kilt, and I was going to be Orange O'Cassidy.
Oh, excellent.
Good times to be at.
Well done.
Thank you. Up next, who is the worst Hollywood Chris? And it can't be me. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Oh.
So the question was posited on Twitter over the weekend. It was a Chris off.
Poor Chris.
I know. And the it was four Hollywood Chrises, because there are quite a few Chrises in Hollywood
yes.
now. It was Chris Hemsworth, who of course is Thor.
Sure.
Chris Pratt, who was Star-Lord.
Yes.
Chris Evans, who was Captain America. A lot of Chris's in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And then Chris Pine, who of course was Captain Kirk, and he's done some other stuff as well.
Right.
He was Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Which is DC. Different. But anyway. So the four of them, and the person posting it, which was Amy Berg, said one has to go.
Oh, Amy.
One of the in other words, you got to eliminate one of the four Chris's. Which one would you do?
I can do it.
Go ahead.
No problem. What was the last Chris's name?
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Me too.
Really?
Bye.
See, for me, it was Evans. I know Kara is all about him because he posted his wiener on Instagram recently, and she really liked that.
Yeah.
But for me, it's
and he posted this. Regular dog a lot too.
As soon as it I saw it, like, one has to go, I was like, Evans, like, I didn't even finish reading the sentence. I'm like, he's out of here.
Nice.
He's gone. He's just for me
yeah,
and I say this as Politicrisco, he is way too political.
That's just me.
It's like, it's all he talks about.
He
it's
does.
Like, I followed him for a grand total of 5 minutes. I read two of his posts. I was like, I just can't do it.
I was just going,
life's
by
too short.
Wait, it must be a Chris thing.
Who would you get rid of?
Don't look at me.
Do you even know? Like, do you even care?
I have
enough?
No idea who any of these Chris's
are.
Of
these people
who
are.
Do you even know? Do you care enough? I'm like, nope.
I just did it because of movies.
Yeah.
And I don't watch the Star Trek movies.
Yeah, I don't like Chris.
So,
I don't know Chris Pine. Now,
he was really good
enough,
in Wonder Woman, though.
I did like
enough,
him in that, yeah. But
online, the big push was toward Chris Pratt.
Yeah, yeah,
they hated him.
I know.
His wife, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The daughter, whatever her name is, actually went online and posted a big thing about how leave him alone. He's actually not that bad, and all these like stars came to his rescue. Stop being mean to him.
No,
he's actually a good guy.
Yeah, like Downey Jr. posted something. James Gunn posted something. What's his name? Mark Ruffalo, who was also insanely political.
So political.
Came to his rescue and everything else. It's like, well, here's the thing. And that was the thing. It was a big thing with Chris Pratt over the weekend. This probably instigated it because I was wondering to myself, like, I wonder what got that started, because all of a sudden everybody's talking about people have been attacking Chris Pratt, and like, really what it comes down to is people don't like the fact that he follows conservative people on Twitter and he's a Christian. Apparently that's all it takes to get you canceled these days.
Well, that's stupid.
Literally those are the reasons nobody likes him. And that's why, like, all these stars, a lot of whom, well, I think pretty much all of whom are all liberal.
I was going to say, they're all opposite.
Listen, like, we're all friends with this guy, and we think he's great. So you don't know what you're talking about.
Is he pushing his agendas on people?
No, he never does.
So he's being a normal Christian human being with an individual personality?
That's the best part. Yeah, he is entirely, at least in, like, what he outwardly portrays as far as what he talks about. If anything, he is apolitical.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't talk about it, like, at all. Mm-hmm.
And the only time he brought up the his Christianity was when he accepted that one award.
Yeah, he accepted. He talks about, yeah, he posts stuff about, like, you know, about, like, how important God is to him and prayer and things
like
that.
But I mean, he doesn't push the agenda.
Yeah, it's like he talks about going to, you know, every once in a while he talks about going to church. But yeah, he doesn't, like, go out of his way to proselytize people. When he accepted that award, he's basically told people the thing he said was God is real and he loves you and he wants to know and he wants you to know about him.
So it's important, like, to him, but he's not forcing it on you.
Right. You know
what's
I mean?
The problem?
That's like about the most harmless thing you could possibly say.
I agree.
But again, that's all you have to do is not be overtly left wing and or be Christian. Wow. And that's all it takes to get you canceled these days, apparently.
Now I feel like he's my favorite one.
Well, he's one of my favorites just because he's Chris Pratt.
Right.
He's funny.
He was Andy on Parks and Rec, and he was amazing.
Yep.
He's devilishly handsome, and he's, like, you know, a rugged outdoorsy type. You know, he owns a farm, and he farms and stuff, and he's just very kind, genuine. Yeah. Like, he's literally, like, the best possible person ever.
I
love him. I man crush on him.
There it is.
I man crush on him very, very hard, and I make no secret about it.
That is perfect.
It's not even like a romantic thing, though. And I've said this before. I just want to be, like, best friends with him.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, like...
He wants a bromance.
I want a bromance. I do. Like, Chris, I just... I feel like he and I need to, like, jump on horseback and go on adventures together. Like, that's what needs to happen.
Bull, if he asked you to have a kiss, would you?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't stop. I would not say no, but that's not what I want, necessarily. But if he wants it, I mean, I'm going to give Chris Pratt what he wants, because it's Chris Pratt.
Hello Nurse is getting a run for her money.
I know, watch out.
She knows.
I know she knows.
I've made no secret about it to her, either. It's like him and Henry Cavill. You know what I mean? Like, for me, those are my man crushes.
I get it.
I don't shy away from it, but
I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds,
yeah.
Really?
Fair enough.
Absolutely,
he's very charming. Fine. He's funny. Mm.
He's an entrepreneur.
He is that. He has his own tequila? Is it tequila?
He does. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. My favorite guy's been out of the spotlight for a while. Josh Hartnett.
Ah,
wow. Mm. Who's your
like a '90s?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, though.
He's on it
because we both just gave our man crushes.
Girl?
Who's your lady crush?
Eva Mendes.
Okay.
Wow. Like, without a doubt.
Oh, right. I was just going to say, there was no hesitation at
all. No, and Golfer knows that. He'll be like, hey, here's a movie with Eva Mendes. Or, actually, I really like Carrie Underwood, too, so I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And he'll be like, all right, here we go. And I'm like, don't worry, it's never going to happen.
Yeah,
but
right, yeah.
In your dreams. They forced it on me, I guess.
It's not really forced.
Kind of like your Chris Pratt
thing. You got to come up with a girl crush now.
Yeah, do you have a girl crush?
I don't even have a boy crush. What?
Wow, poor murderer.
Yeah, I know, God. Mother
someone
of God.
Sort of.
Like,
no.
Never
also,
ever in history, like,
John
it's never been.
Another boy crush, besides Josh Hartnett from The Office.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't watch enough TV and movies to really, like,
right,
get
but, I mean,
into it.
In all of history, there's never been, like, a female musician.
Yeah, there's
got to
be a quick one. That you want to be best friends with?
No.
You don't have to want to kiss them, just best friends.
Okay, well, so,
no,
see, here's
really?
A,
I really just never...
I mean, part of it is Mickey doesn't like people.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
just
true.
Like,
that's true.
You a human being? She probably doesn't like you. So that's,
I
you
was,
know,
how about
against
a stapler?
This too.
Is there a
dogs,
stapler you really like?
Is there a particular pan or pot that you use to cook where you're like, this is my pan.
The fern hanging in the corner.
I make everything, all my stir fry, all my pancakes, it all happens in this
Literally, Mickey, we're asking you if anything made you
my
hot.
My French press.
There it is.
Oh, it's foreign, too.
Of course, it's French.
Yeah. Saint-Pierre.
Yeah. This
perfect. That's perfect.
This person also did a Tom off, too. where they did she took four Toms.
Oh my gosh, what? Yeah.
Tom Holland, Tom Hiddleston, Tom Hardy, and Tom Hanks. Holland, you're gone, man. I love you as Spider-Man, but see ya.
Yeah, I mean, Hanks is up there.
I literally knew one name on that list.
Yeah, I only recognize Tom Hanks' name, too. Yeah. You know what Tom I like? Tom Everett Scott. Bam.
What happened to Tom Green?
Oh, yeah. What did happen to him?
He had, like, a terrible addiction problem, and he was in rehab for many, many years.
Eeks.
He was recently on Drew Barrymore's show, though, because they were married at one point.
Say, yeah,
I'm sure that wasn't awkward at all.
No, no.
Tom Hardy, he was Bane, and he was also Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
Tom Hiddleston is Loki in the Marvel movies, and Tom Holland was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
So I probably did see that one, but just didn't know it was him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom Hanks stays...
Yeah, you can't
tenfold.
Get rid of
I'll get rid of the all other Toms.
He'll get rid of all three of them and just keep Tom Hanks.
Yeah. He has to get
just
rid of
for
one,
fun.
But he'll get rid of three.
Just for fun. Just because Tom Hanks is that important to our lives.
I mean, I agree. I still haven't seen that Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, you have to.
Have you?
Nope.
Me it's so good.
I didn't see it either.
It's great. Am I going to cry?
Yeah.
Watch it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I need to feel miserable. That's what I'm all about.
Well, you
days.
Don't feel miserable.
What?
You don't feel miserable. It's not like, oh
it's
God.
Like it's a happy cry.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's sorrow, too, because Mr. Rogers is dead.
So.
That's what I mean. I need to feel miserable, right? COVID world. Just keep that
just
misery.
Get it out.
Just
yeah.
stick
get
it
out.
In my veins. So you can weigh in, though. Freaks@a freak accident.com. Which Chris would you get rid of? Which Tom would you get rid of? Or which Tom would you keep?
I kill all Toms.
Every Tom ever except Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, all right.
Sorry.
Hard stance. Up next, we're going to be talking about the most popular Halloween candy by generation.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
He's doing the dance.
Yeah, he is.
I wake up to that song every morning.
This is why people like Halloween, right? It's for the candy.
Yeah, of course.
It's the only reason.
I mean, you know, yeah. You could dress up as something any time of the year. You're not going to find an excuse for a bunch of strangers to give you candy for no good reason.
Well, at least not a safe reason.
But yeah.
But I want to avoid those strangers otherwise.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge candy eater. I never have been. I've never been big on sweets. More like a potato chip kind of guy. But you know,
I'm kind of in that range.
Yeah, but you know, I'll eat a bag of chips on my own, you know. But like, I've never been the kind of person to like snack on candy. You know what I mean? I don't like
candy bars, but I do like them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a study by The Takeout. A new survey figured out the most popular Halloween candy for every generation. And by every, it means the last four. The four that matter.
Yes.
The four that are still alive.
If you were born in the 1700s, you're out.
Yeah. We don't really care what, you know, yeah.
Well, there were rocks. Yeah. That's what they enjoyed.
Yeah, they had...
dirt.
They had actual, like, just sugar, and that was it. I'm not even sure they'd figured out how to process chocolate.
They put it on branches and just ate it.
Right, yeah. So...
1700.
Now, interestingly enough, everyone 55 and under is leaning in a certain direction.
Of course.
And then the boomers all got, of course... ruin everything and do their own thing, right? So we'll start with, Gen Z, which is the youngest generation, and we'll work our way up to those boomers since they're the ones that are different.
Okay.
All right, so Gen Z, now this is the top however many, I think it's the top five candy treats that generation likes. Okay?
Pixie Sticks.
Pixie Sticks is not in there.
Really?
Boo.
Do Gen Z, do you think they even know what Pixie Sticks are?
Do they still make them?
They do still make.
Oh, I remember.
No, you know what house that is? That's the house that sells like that gives you like Pixie Sticks, Gobstoppers.
Yeah, like, the crap.
Warheads, yeah. Like the candy that's like the cheapest bag that you could buy.
Although I do like Smarties, but I do remember in high school with Pixie Sticks, it was the big thing. Like, who was going to snort the Pixie Sticks?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and it smelled like that for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah,
I thought you were going to say that the rest of the year. you're not able to get that grape flavor out of your nostrils.
Still not fixed.
So Gen Z is Hershey's, I guess, like anything. Okay. So milk chocolate, I'm assuming.
Let's just say that.
Do people like Hershey's Dark?
I do.
I do.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we're not so, Gen Z either.
There
though.
You go.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, when you think of Hershey's, you're thinking of
like milk chocolate.
The milk chocolate or Kisses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Twix.
Love Twix.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
There's a lot in a
left
Twix.
Left or right?
Bar.
I don't even care. I'm not left. Even picky. You like the left?
Left's always better.
Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Snickers.
Yeah, yep. That sounds about right.
And mm-hmm. Reese's.
That is oh, literally everything I sell yep. to the soccer children.
Of course. And well, that, yep. that this delicious. Is what they like. Now, yep, I mean, I'll save that for last. Okay, uh-oh, so then uh-oh. Now we're up to millennials. That's us. And but, kind of Kara.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she was a boomer.
Did I? No, I'm not a boomer. If I was a millennial, I was Gen X or something, right?
Yeah, you're like right on the cusp there.
Jeez, you move me off the boomer. Gosh, what?
No, millennials.
Lady Kara, back here complaining already.
So I like
such a boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer.
I like on here, it's got Twix,
yep.
right? Okay. Yeah. And then it's got candy corn with a million question marks next to it.
Okay, if you're eating candy corn, do you also eat candle wax? I don't understand.
Listen,
that.
Listen, I actually really
we
like
candy
corn.
You like candy corn?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
We
like,
do.
If you had to choose.
Between what?
Between like a little bite-sized Snickers, a bite-sized Twix, a bite-sized Three Musketeers, and three candy corns.
Depends on the mood.
No, those are your choices. What mood are you
like,
in right now?
Bullet to my head.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to eat the Snickers, but all it's right. not like I'm going to not enjoy any of those, though.
But
what I would probably do is unwrap all of them and shove all of them into my mouth at the same time.
I mean, I don't mind candy corn. Like, I'll eat it if it's like the only option. But like, if you had to pick between all those, candy corn?
See, that's the Gen X talk.
Yeah.
All
right.
I know. See, I'm an old person.
Got the
go on,
over
go on.
Know,
on.
But what just, if you did this and did right. your taxes first?
Yeah, am I getting taxed on those choices?
Well, of course you
listen,
are.
Don't
taxes
say
are
that.
Everything.
Don't say that to our listeners. They will start talking about it. We got Kit Kat, which I love Kit Kat. Love Kit Kats.
Me too.
Snickers
mm-hmm.
and Reese's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Reese's are just overall good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I only eat the outside of the Reese's. Like I pop out the middle part. With the peanut butter,
what?
And I only eat the crust part.
Are you mental?
And Kit Kat, you know how you eat a Kit Kat? You want to get your mind blown?
Oh, no.
So here's the Kit Kat, and I take the ends, and I go chomp, chomp on each end. And then the sides, I go chomp, 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 chomp. And then layer by layer, I eat the wafers. Right down. I'm messed up. That's why I'm not in the same generation.
So you guys remember like back in the 90s.
You don't like the peanut butter in the Reese's?
I don't like the big chunk of peanut butter. I like the little bit of peanut butter around the crust of the Reese's. Like if you go to if you have pizza and you have like the little sauce at the end of the pizza crust.
So does Golfer finish the rest of your Reese's?
No, I think nobody
listen,
eats it.
Do you guys what? Remember back like in the 80s or 90s when I ran on television? They had an alleged alien autopsy video that they played.
Is this going to be?
This is kind of what that's like. I feel like I'm looking at some kind of extra dimensional creature that I don't quite understand. And we're like cracking its skull open, and it's there's a brain in there, mm-hmm. but it's like black and pitted and
but
disgusting.
Like, the Reese's like, that are different like... shapes, like the pumpkin
Stop talking.
Or the
yeah.
egg.
Stop talking.
I'll eat the whole thing.
I don't want your
matter.
I don't need this kind of crap.
I was trying
on,
to
on my show.
No, but like,
the ones that are different, like the egg Reese's, I'll eat the whole thing. But the regular Reese's peanut butter cups, I don't want that middle part. I just want the outside with a little bit of peanut butter and the chocolate. That's all I want.
So what's it like when you go back to the home where they take care of you?
So it's weird, you know, like
because you obviously need
you
some
disgust
assistance.
Me.
I'm sorry,
you disgust
someone
me.
Out there, please. Some one other person.
Nobody
must agree with
nobody
me.
Thinks that way. You alien weirdo.
Oh my God!
Go back to
please some
go
one
back
person
to Neptune or wherever.
One
it is
person
you're from.
Support me. Freaks out a freak accident.
There's
please
no
hear how you eat your food.
You.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It is.
You're
weird.
Disgusting.
Thanks. All right. Well, just thought I'd share that in case I could have everyone make fun of me. I guess. Go on.
What's Pluto like, freaks? All right. Gen X.
Supposedly me, I guess.
Let's see if Kara's other half of her freaky black pitted brain makes any sense here. Almond Joy.
F that, no.
What?
Horrible. Almond Joy and Mounds, bam.
Why?
Gone. That coconut?
Coconuts. greatness.
That sounds like murderer. Murderer won't eat anything with coconut in it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Bye-bye.
Milky Way.
Oh, my God. No.
What?
I mean, if I have to, it's like the only chocolate available and I really want chocolate, I guess, but no.
Kit Kat, Snickers,
yes,
Reese's.
Yes, yes. Boom. Okay.
Well, nice. Reese's the
well,
way.
Only the outside corners of the Reese's.
And Kit Kat if I eat it. And
what
and
about
side
the
side
Reese's
side.
Minis? How do you eat those?
I don't have the Reese's
so,
Minis.
So, like, with Snickers, do you, like, slurp out the caramel and
no.
throw the rest of it
Snickers
away?
Snickers are pure heaven, 100%, and I eat those like right. a perfect
all right,
candy
so
bar.
Boomers. You ready? This is
okay,
Boomers.
Okay, Kara, open your ears.
Peppermint Patty.
I hate you guys. Oh, my God, no.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I do like a Tootsie Roll.
I like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, you're getting into bottom 20.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're on like the fillers. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those caramel apple lollipops.
Oh, gross. Now what? That is poverty candy right there.
I actually like those.
Wait, what are the caramel apple lollipops? What
it's
are those?
It's literally caramel and it has like a apple flavor. So it's like
Oh, it looks like yeah. a piece of caramel though?
No, it
for
is
the people
it is
who can't
caramel.
Afford candy apples, they get the candy lollipops.
Yeah.
But what are those Jolly Ranchers? Like the apple
oh,
Jolly Ranchers with
and
caramel.
It's caramel. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I like them. Oh,
they're probably okay.
We got Milky Way, yeah. Reese's, and Snickers. So, like, all
I mean,
of those are kind of the same, except
Snickers
for
are like
the
ruler.
Candy apple lollipops and Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Snickers seem to be, like, through the whole, all the ages.
See, and Reese's.
Yeah.
Tootsie
and
Rolls.
Reese's. Yeah, and Reese's, you're right.
Tootsie Rolls are trying to be fudge and
aww.
Failing miserably.
Aww.
That's what Tootsie Rolls are.
Poor Tootsie Rolls. Don't you feel bad for them, sort of?
I have cracked a tooth on a Tootsie Roll before.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they tend to, either you get them and they're really soft or they're really, really hard.
Yeah, that's true. What about the flavored Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, no, gross.
I like Tootsie Pops.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
How many legs does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie
Pop? Do you know the answer? I never bothered to count.
I never counted
I got
either.
Bored after like 30.
I just thought I'd ask in case maybe because you said you liked them. You got bored.
No,
anybody else? No? No?
What's everybody here? What's your favorite candy? I mean, for me, it's Reese's. You know, anything Reese's. I mean, Reese's Pieces. Pieces. I always call them Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Reese's Pieces.
Like Chicky Nuggets.
Yeah, Chicky Nuggets.
Chicky Nuggies. Yeah.
But I do love Reese's Cups. The classic. I like the cups with the pieces in them.
Oh,
those are next
fancy.
Level.
That's getting
wow,
indulgent.
That's
those are
fancy.
Next level. Yeah, but I like Reese's. Your favorite, Mickey?
I mean, I like Reese's, but I'm trying to think of like what else I because I'm also not a big candy eater.
Yeah.
Murderer always yells at me though because I always have Whoppers in the house. I do eat Whoppers.
They're good. I like Whoppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorites, if I had to pick, if I went to a vending machine and someone was like, "Buy your favorite candy," it would be. Stickers, Three Musketeers, or a Crunch Bar. Nestle
oh.
Crunch.
But,
I like
but the Crunch Bar, she licks the bottom of
yeah.
it.
She takes all the
then,
Rice Krispie out.
And then sticks it to her forehead and
oh,
runs into
a wall.
Oh,
you know what else I like?
That's how she eats her Crunch Bars.
So what?
And when she runs into the wall head first, she goes, Crunch!
So what?
I know what else I like. Uh-oh. Toblerones.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I've never had a Toblerone.
Toblerones, wow.
E? Favorite candy?
All right. It's definitely a tie between Reese's anything by them, York Peppermint Patty, or Poverty Candy Alert.
Uh-oh.
Smarties.
Oh, Smarties. I like the Smarties, yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty
which
good.
Is a pretty
yeah,
Poverty
they are
Candy.
Good.
Have you ever like crushed them up in the wrapper and then snorted that?
Yeah.
How about Sixlets?
Oh, yeah.
You ever eat those?
What?
The Sixlets? Anybody?
Watch your language on this show.
This is a family show. We don't
no.
swear.
Really? Sixlets?
Or
no, not
dirty
chocolate.
Things.
Yeah, they're yeah. like, it's like a sleeve of like little balls of chocolate.
I quit.
It's not getting any better.
No.
Forget it. Go on to the next segment.
You know,
it's over.
It's funny. You know what's funny?
I just watched the light bulb go on in Kara's head.
I just want to, I want to pull the curtain back here a second, okay? Before we turned on the mics to record this segment, Kara asked us a question. She said, am I making the show worse?
I did.
Yes, you are. After this segment,
Crisco,
I can say definitively
Crisco,
yes.
Crisco, can we talk outside the studio just for a
oh,
second?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to leave you guys.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hey,
Mickey, do you want to come too? We'll leave Kara
sure,
in there.
Sure, why not?
We'll bring yeah. Mickey out with her. Guys, what in the hell?
Why did she have to sexualize chocolate? Like, good lord.
Wait a minute, wasn't that a movie?
No, that was
Sexual
a wrestler.
Sexual Chocolate? Shut up in there! Stop listening at the door!
Well, at least you can't get out here.
Yeah, it's true.
I know.
This is the only time we have peace anymore.
I know. She's terrible.
She's worst. Worst ever.
She eats her Reese's like an actual monkey.
Yeah.
E, you know this is all your fault, right?
I know it is.
I bet she eats Hershey's Kisses by shoving them into her belly button and then falling down the stairs.
Hershey's Kisses, she puts them in her eyes and pretends like she can see. All right, let's get back in there. Oh, by the way, love you guys.
I love you guys, too. Just nope. You guys, though.
Oh.
Fine, Mickey, whatever. Oh, hey, Kara, how you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, you guys are okay? Awesome. Whatever you need from me, I'll do. It's no big deal.
Great. Yeah. I need you to develop a better sense of what's good with candy. Reevaluate some things.
Yes.
Get normal.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Don't
forget
do it.
Forget it. It's over.
We're going to make you eat. Oh, next week in honor of Halloween.
Oh!
We're making you eat a full Reese's.
We're going to make you eat candy
no.
Normal. Yes!
She, yes!
Ew!
Yes!
But she does eat the Reese's if they're shaped.
Them.
No, but no, it's
no,
not
we're
gonna be
force her to
regular
eat them
normal. Reese's.
Yeah, you have to eat it
like a normal candy in a normal way.
Yeah, we're gonna put it on our Instagram Live.
Oh,
we could do an Instagram Live for it.
Cha-ching! Money, money. That's what this show is. It's all money
oh,
all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Ugh,
be
fine.
Here for that. Subscribe. Smash that like button.
Smash it.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah, and then rip off the sides and eat it.
Like next. I do a Kit Kat.
Up next. It's movies on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made. Get your popcorn.
Less calories.
Silence your phones.
You hear that, Mickey? You would be the one texting in the theater, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't adding butter add more calories?
Doesn't matter. It's offset by the fact that you're having a Diet Coke.
Ugh.
Diet Coke cuts everything in half.
That's right. All right. So, this is like the first movie segment we've had in months. A long time. Well, because COVID shut literally everything down. Damn. And not to mention the fact that even though theaters are open in some instances, there's nothing new out. So they're playing movies that are years and years old.
Yeah, besides the Bill and Ted's one,
yeah,
I can't think of what came out.
And that one came out only it's streaming.
No,
right?
it was streaming, but I saw it in the theater.
Okay, I wonder if they're gonna do like a re-release of that movie, like once things get back to normal and theaters
well,
open.
Kind of like that movie that also came out, Tenet.
Tenet, yeah.
And that came out in theaters, but it couldn't have done that well.
I don't think it did. I haven't really even heard anybody talk about it. Mulan only went streaming, right?
You don't see many ads for movies like you used
well,
to
and that's,
either.
That's
that,
the thing.
I mean,
like, I don't know. We had asked, I think, on this show, I believe we did, whether or not movies would go fully to just, theaters are going to be gone, and they're just going to go to a streaming platform. I don't, because Trolls, right?
Yeah.
Didn't the Trolls movie get like really popular on streaming?
Did amazing.
But you'll notice you've heard nothing else about like the wild success of any other movie that's come out on a streaming platform. So it's like, I wonder if that experiment is kind of already like run its course and like, it's not working.
Trolls
not making money.
Worked because it was for kids.
Right.
Kids bring kids to theater, I can imagine, is a nightmare.
Well, not only that, but like when you're trapped at home with nothing to do, you're like, God, I just want the kid to shut up for an hour here, watch this movie. You know what I mean?
That's Trolls.
But so many movies were supposed to come out this year, all got pushed back, got canceled, whatever. And that's the thing. I wonder if, like Bill and Ted, I wonder if Tenet is going to get like a re-release once things start back up again. But in any case, Hollywood is still moving forward with production anyway on certain films.
Mm-hmm.
One that comes to mind. This doesn't really have to do with a movie. I don't think that's currently in production, but this was big news when they announced this the other day, because it's kind of like this, it's the song that never ends. I didn't think this franchise was ever going to come to an end, but it looks like the Fast and the Furious movies are going to be done.
What?
After the 11th movie.
I didn't know they went that far.
They haven't yet. They've only made 9. So they still have to make 10 and 11.
I didn't know they went past 3.
Well, yeah, there have been. You didn't know
I
that?
I only watched Paul Walker, and then I was done.
Listen, every single one that comes out makes $1 billion.
No, good for them.
That franchise prints money. It stopped being about racing cars after, like, the second one.
I think
but...
this next one's in space.
It's really?
I honestly think it's in space.
So this is like the Halloween movies.
Right, yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Mm,
yep,
they're just going to keep making them, but, like, even those, I think, had diminishing returns. These seem to be making more money as time goes on, and they're even getting spinoffs, like that Hobbs and Shaw with The Rock and Jason Statham. That was a Fast and Furious spinoff movie that had nothing to do with the main franchise, but they're still, like, it's nuts. So, according to reports, though, Justin Lin, who has directed The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, and the upcoming F9.
Whoa.
Is also in talks to direct both the 10th and 11th installments of the franchise. See, I don't know why you don't do 12, because then, like, it's like the top of the keyboard. F12 is the last key.
Oh.
And then you should just, the last one should just be called Escape.
Actually.
And then you're done with the franchise.
Yeah, but isn't F11 where you reboot your computer?
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Then they do the reboots.
Oh, great. Yeah, then
it
goes back to...
Oh, that's going to happen. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the car. There goes one car, anyway. But yeah, that is fascinating, man. It's funny, though. Somebody made the comment, though. They're like, yeah, that studio is just going to decide to stop printing money, right?
Yeah,
I can't imagine they stop. They're going to get to 11. Yeah. It's going to make $2 billion, and they're going to be like, you know what? It's funny. I just came up with an idea for a 12th one.
You know what's really funny about that? They've all made so much money. But have you heard of a Fast and Furious video game? I'm surprised that hasn't been.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure there is.
Is there?
I'm almost positive. Unless I'm thinking of Need for Speed, which was also a movie that was apparently terrible, I think.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just confused. I don't know.
Well, there might be.
Video
something.
Game nerds. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Inform us.
Informer.
Now, next bit of news does have to do with a movie that is in production. Now, this was... We didn't talk about this when the news dropped, just because it's like, well, we're going to mention it kind of offhandedly. But Zack Snyder is getting his own cut of the Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they are releasing it exclusively on HBO Max next year. Now, this has been a push by a certain group of fans. Some people would say that they're toxic, you know, because they are. They're kind of jerks. Like, they've been complaining. You know, here's the thing. Zack Snyder did Man of Steel. He did Batman versus Superman, and he was working on Justice League when he had to step away from the production because his daughter committed suicide. And so then Warner Brothers said, well, we're going to hire Joss Whedon to finish this movie. And while he was in there, they were like, listen, rewrite the whole thing and just shoot it all over. So that was what they did. They used some of his original footage, but the movie that we got in theaters was in no way the original movie as it was intended to be seen.
Okay.
So people have been saying for years, because a lot of people accuse that movie of being like, you know, kind of disjointed. It had like a Frankenstein effect because like Zack Snyder was shooting like a very serious movie, which is what his movies tend to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like Joss Whedon came in and like marveled it up, like made it like cartoony and kind of like jokey and weird.
Right.
They were like, it feels disjointed, you know? And then like you had Henry Cavill had a mustache at the time because he was filming a separate movie. And so they had to 3D most of his face and it looks terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have just let Superman have a mustache.
Right.
How amazing would that have been?
Big deal.
But they finally, this past year, after years of saying we have no interest, you know, because Zack Snyder was kept dropping hints that, like, I shot a whole movie. Like, all the footage exists.
Right.
Somebody just needs to cobble it together and they could release the film that I shot. And so for years they were saying Warner Brothers has no interest. They don't care. Well, finally, just this past year, they said, we're actually going to give Zack the opportunity to finish his movie.
Cool.
So we're going to get the Justice League again, as it was originally intended. And like just from some early trailers and stuff, it looks way different. Like really, really different than the movie that came out. Which is like, I mean, I don't think it will be good because like, you know, Man of Steel I thought was good. Batman versus Superman I appreciated, but I still think could have been done better if you had somebody that had a better grasp on those characters.
Okay.
So I don't know if this will be good necessarily, but it will be interesting to see just how different it is. Well, originally they were just going to add special effects, color correction, you know, sound, things like that to the
sound
cut.
Is good.
Yeah. But
silent movie.
Well, they said they weren't going to pay for any additional or any pickups or any reshoots or anything like that. Well, they did actually just not that long ago. They said, yeah, we're going to give him some reshoots too, because I guess like there's a certain footage that he needed. Well, it just came out. Interesting enough as that is, apparently Jared Leto is going to return as the Joker in the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
Okay.
Well, now he can stop being butthurt about it, because I think he was for a while.
No, he was definitely
for a while.
He was so mad when they made the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. God. He was so mad.
But he tried to be like okay with it, but he just couldn't.
I think Jared Leto's a good actor, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, his character in the film that was released of Suicide Squad had like 5 minutes of screen time, and people did not like it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, that was another instance where they had a whole bunch of other footage of that shot, and they just decided to not include it in the final cut.
Right.
Because they re-edited that movie in post-production to be horribly different than what was originally shot, too. This is like what Warner Brothers has been doing with their movies, and they're like, oh boy, why do people not like these? It's like, well, because you keep like trying to pivot mid-production and make it into something that it's not.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it's interesting enough that he'll be back. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine he's going to play a huge part in it, because the movie is already 6 hours long.
Oh, what?
They're releasing it in like 2 or 3 parts, but it's going to be like a 6 hour movie.
Oh, that kind of... Nah.
Which is insane.
It doesn't matter how many parts. I feel like if you do that, you're tuning off a lot of your audience.
I don't
really
care. I'm gonna watch the whole
thing.
Well,
I mean, it'll work. It'll work in the sense of like what Netflix does with series.
Yeah, they do it that way.
It is all streaming. Like, they're not gonna ask you to come to the theater. Yeah, it's all streaming on HBO Max.
Well, then streaming.
Yeah, they're not gonna release 3 movies that are each 3 hours long.
Plus, I'm thinking, if you're gonna go to a movie theater, who's gonna go there and be like, I'm gonna pay for this movie and I'm gonna pay for this?
Yeah, I'm gonna pay for 3 separate 3-hour installments of the same movie.
But if you're going to 6 1-hour installments of something. Right.
To be fair, Lord of the Rings.
Well, Titanic.
Yes.
Oh my God.
What people speculated, Avatar, though, is that originally Justice League was supposed to be 2 movies, kind of like Avengers, Infinity War, and then Endgame. It was kind of going to be 2.
Yeah.
So they're saying, like, they wonder if he didn't, like, shoot all that footage to split it into 2 movies, and now there's like maybe there was some stuff left over, or if he's trying to tell his whole story that he wanted to tell, and he knows this is the only shot that he's gonna get, so he's like, it's gonna be 6 hours.
Why not?
At least you get to watch it from the comfort of your couch, though.
That's good.
So I'm falling asleep in that movie theater if I gotta go see it in theaters.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But it's interesting that Jared Leto is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't also mention it all, but like Batman, the Batman with Robert Pattinson, aka Pattinson, has been pushed back to 2022 now.
Oh boy.
Because they had to halt production because he allegedly had COVID or something. He got it. And
so that's
like
what that sparkly stuff on him is. It's COVID.
By the way, a lot of people making the joke that, yeah, vampires do become bats after a while. Yuckity, yuckity, yuckity. That movie got pushed back.
Yeah.
There was something else recently about that movie that I saw in the news that something to do, because like, there's a bunch of people in it. You know what? I know what I was going to say. It doesn't have to do with Pattinson necessarily, but it kind of does. So... And it does transition into this next piece of news, which is that apparently there is a rumor for Spider-Man 3 starring Tom Holland, which is going to be coming out. Doctor Strange is apparently going to be in that movie.
Yeah.
Now, Doctor Strange's next movie is allegedly going to have to do with the multiverse, which is like, different iterations of different things. So allegedly, Doctor Strange is going to be in Spider-Man 3, which is going to tie into kind of into the Spider-Verse, which was that animated movie a couple years ago. And this says that it's going to introduce a multiverse.
Oh, geez.
And allegedly, both Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to return as the alternate universe Spider-Men.
Oh. Well, they're going to need to, because when I have to eliminate Tom Holland because of Tom Hanks.
I was going to say, I knew it was going to happen. Yeah.
Somebody's going to need to take this over.
Yeah.
Also, just when I think I am keeping track of things, something else happens and it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many threads.
Well,
I can't even keep track.
Yeah, well, somebody pointed
out webs.
Yeah. Somebody pointed out that they wonder if they aren't doing this as a way to kind of get people back to theaters after COVID. It's like, hey, we're going to make this movie 15 times bigger. You have to go see it. But that's kind of like, in this spirit, though, the Flash movie that's coming out starring Ezra Miller, they're doing a multiversal thing there, too. They're kind of doing, there was a comic arc called Flashpoint. So they have, because we didn't talk about this either, they have Michael Keaton coming back as Batman. Because he was Batman original Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, that's...
He's coming back. He's going to be in it as Batman. So is Ben Affleck. They got him back to be Batman again.
Is Danny DeVito going to be the Penguin?
I hope so. That would be
the stuff right there.
But then they got allegedly Pattinson's going to be in it too. And they're saying it's probably going to be a soft reboot. And it's going to explain why Ben Affleck becomes a lot younger and like looks totally different as Batman now.
So Batman always looks totally different though.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of Batmen in it, you know. So that was like kind of cool, crazy when it's like, oh my god, Michael Keaton is like the second best Batman.
Yeah,
is going to be in it again. Like that's so freaking cool.
Okay.
So I mean, like that also is following a similar thing. Like we got to get people back to movies. What can we do? Bring back every Batman character ever and throw them in this movie. It's like, I mean, I wonder if that isn't what they're doing. Like they're just trying to.
Yeah.
So now question is, another Avengers movie? Are they going to try and pull another one out with like the whole original cast?
They might.
I mean, they can't. Probably. They can't bring Black Panther back because he passed away.
They would they would probably come up with a story reason.
They would hologram, just like Tupac, except Tupac's still alive too, though.
Oh, jeez,
it's true.
But I wonder, there's going to have to be something. Marvel's going to try something else to try and get people back to theaters because
for sure,
yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. There's some interesting stuff going on in the movie landscape that will probably one day get to see. I don't know, maybe like 2023, 2025, there's something like that, you know.
So sad.
I'll be dead long before then, probably.
I know. Have you watched any movies that have been released?
Why would you say
I know? She says I know.
I don't know, because who knows? Who knows?
Have I watched any movies? What?
Like on Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu or anything?
I mean, I've been going back and just watching movies that like I've never seen before that like I wish I had. Like, for instance, just recently I saw The Blair Witch Project for the first time ever.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
How is it watching as an adult? Because as a kid, I loved it.
I did not find it scary at all, but I did find it interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, you know, if this is really well done for what it is. I enjoyed it, you know, but that's a discussion
that was
for
it.
Another
okay,
time.
Sorry.
You know,
yeah.
Are you gonna end up watching Borat 2 just to see Giuliani look like a weirdo?
Oh, I heard about that too.
I don't need to see that.
How about Hubie Halloween?
Nope, won't do it. Adam Sandler lost it a long time ago.
Yeah, we already watched it.
I watched
it. Is it good?
It's Waterboy.
Murderer enjoyed it.
Okay,
it's Waterboy.
So I will watch it.
It's Waterboy sent to Halloween. It's,
okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's, I mean, but
it's
whatever.
It's an Adam Sandler
if you're
movie.
In the mood to be like, okay. That's the movie to watch.
Like, honest to God,
I
like,
think he knew it.
That one Family Guy skit nailed Adam Sandler perfectly. He was like, this is my bicycle that I've had since I was 10.
That's
every Adam Sandler movie that's ever been made.
Same movie.
Yep, exactly. Lazy E.
Yes.
Now that the show is over. What does the person listening to this catastrophe need to do?
Go to freakaccident.com.
Yeah.
You know? They have stuff there. We have
apparently,
we are
there. Some other people do.
He's disassociating himself from the podcast.
Slowly
we're not
backing
part of it,
out.
But some people do.
No. You could go there. You could check out all the podcasts we've ever done in the podcast section. Then you could link up with us in the Connect section with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it may be. And you could send us an email.
Did he mention the shop?
Not yet.
Oh, no, shop. Oh,
he's
my God.
There.
You go? No, I wasn't.
Okay, he's not
you,
getting there.
You click to the shop area. You get our new T-shirt. Well, not new, but it's new to you if you didn't order it. It's $19.99 plus shipping. It's not $3,000 for shipping like Kara thought.
All right.
And
letting it go.
Nope. And then in that area, you can leave your address. We'll send you some free stickers just because we like you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
What else do you
don't forget to subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. There's numerous apps Google Play doesn't exist anymore, but Google Podcast does, so do that. Oh, God. Who knows what Apple's doing these days, but we're also on Spotify, we're on Spreaker, TuneIn, we're everywhere you can get iHeartRadio.
Oh, my gosh.
No matter where you're listening to podcasts, you can get a subscribe. More subscribers we have, more popular we become, and who doesn't want that, right?
And then
maybe I can stay. No excuses.
Leave us a good review, too. We would love that.
And then email us freaks@afreakaccent.com with anything that you want to talk
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And the good that we
and share us with your friends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I almost forgot that part. Mickey. Now, the important thing is if you do subscribe, you'll automatically get us delivered to you, so you won't miss this segment next week. The most important inventions of all time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Also, you won't miss Kara eating a Reese's the right way.
Yeah, and a Kit Kat bar. And a bunch of other candies.
How are we resurrecting her next week?
Yeah, I'm a dead ghost.
I don't know, CPR? Isn't that what it takes?
She's been dead for like a month.
My God.
So she's going to stink a little bit. Big deal.
So many plans for next week.
Got it all.
Get the electric probe. All right, we'll catch you next week on the show.
What?
See you then. Thank you for listening. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I didn't screw up any words!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.